Good morning. So the Chayyotim continues. This is in Klal Yud Zayin, Simon Tess, and he mentions the concept of Tanai. So I would like to clarify the concept of Tanai and see the position, where the position of the Chayyotim fits in, and understand many of the leniencies which we do and we allow in our shuls are based on this concept, and therefore it's important to really understand it. So it might take us a few days to get through this. We won't have halacha lamaisa, but we're going to at least understand very clearly the background to this halacha. So the Chayyotim says, "Afilu beis haknesses be yeshuvay mahani tanai," that the tanai works even when the shul is standing. If they made a tanai when they started building, that you can use for other purposes. But for tashmish of something which is kalos rosh, for example, achil and shtia, so tanai does not work. So let's take this step by step. So what do we mean by tanai? So I think it's important to clarify that the usage of the word tanai over here is not similar to the usage which we find in other places in Shas. We know the phrase of tanai, a person makes a sale conditionally. He makes a kinyan conditionally. If X happens, I'm selling. If Y happens, I'm not selling. So that's our average case of a tanai. We make a condition that this action which I'm doing is conditional. Over here, we're not doing it conditionally. We're saying, if A, then it's a shul, B, it's not a shul. We're saying we're going to put limits on the kedusha that we're putting onto it. So we're making this kedusha with a limitation. So that's the phrase, the usage of the word over here, tanai, means with limitations. You're building it with the understanding that you're still allowed to use it for certain purposes. Okay, so that's what a tanai is. Now, we're saying over here there are limits to what you can do with this tanai, and the question is why? The Bir Halacha raises this question because we know when it comes to inyanim of tashmishei kedusha, for example, let's say a person wants to designate a bag for the usage to hold a tefillin. So once you designate the bag to hold a tefillin, you cannot put other things in that bag. If at the beginning of the designation for the holding the tefillin you say that you want to use it for other purposes as well, it does not become specifically designated only for tefillin, and you're allowed to put other things in there as well. It means you can limit your designation and therefore limit the isurim which come with that. Once you designate it for tefillin, it has a certain level of kedusha, and it's therefore it's insulting to the tefillin to put something else there in with it. If you never designated that it's solely for tefillin purposes, you can use it for other purposes. So why are we here? Is it going to be that we cannot make these conditions, and possibly these conditions do not work, as the Chayyotim says, and we'll see that Shulchan Aruch actually says even stronger language than that. So the Bir Halacha says, because we have a mitzvah of binyan beis haknesses, and when you make these tanoim, what you've done is you have not designated this room as a beis haknesses, and therefore you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of binyan beis haknesses. So if I don't have a bag for my tefillin, I won't have a bag for my tefillin. But here I have a bag for my tefillin. Here I have a building which I have a mitzvah to build. Well, also mikdash, that you have a mitzvah to build this mikdash ma'at, and this is a halacha which is incumbent upon the members of the community, to the point that there's a din of kfiyah. If you live in a community with no shul, there's authority of them to force everybody to contribute, give money to be able to build a shul. If I build it in such a way that it's not going to have the kedusha of beis haknesses, because I'm making these limitations on the kedusha and on the designation, what you're going to have is you have not really built the place which has the mila of a beis haknesses with the kedusha of a beis haknesses. So you have not created this special place for tefillah that we are mechuyev to create. Therefore, the Chacham came along and said that the way we're understanding this Gemara, that you can't do it. It doesn't work. You cannot put these limitations. These limitations do not work, and the kedusha of the beis haknesses is going to be chal, and you have a shul. Okay. So that's why we're starting with that maybe we're going to have limitations. So now, what are the limitations? What does the Tanai work for? What does it not work for? So there are multiple opinions. Let's start with the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Shita of Tosfos. And Tosfos puts two very, very significant limitations on the power of the Tanai. Number one, the Tanai does not work for a shul in Eretz Yisrael. The Tanai is not effective at all for a shul in Eretz Yisrael. Number one. Number two, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, it only works after the shul is destroyed. As long as the shul is standing, it's a shul. It's a shul, so you cannot do other usages in the shul. You cannot use it for the tashmishim. But after the shul is destroyed, so then the Tanai will work. That we said, we mentioned before, that even after the shul is destroyed, it has kedushas hamakim of a shul. The Tanai that you put on it when you build the shul, that it should not be get a kedushas hamakim, will say that after the shul is destroyed, there's the kedusha is not there. That is the sheet of Tosfos, and that is how the Shulchan Aruch passed. As you notice, the Chayyim does not follow that opinion, and we will talk about that Bes Hashem more in the next year. Have a good day.